Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today I'm hoping to get to our comments on Ron Paul and the Libertarian Party. So many pro-lifers have been convinced that it's a good idea to support the Libertarian Party, which is radically pro-abortion, so that's weird right there, and Ron Paul, who's the Libertarian Party's favorite son, who thinks that the states should be able to decide whether or not they'll authorize child killing. So we'll talk about that in just a bit. First, a couple things. It's our telethon, and thank you guys so much for your help. We have a long way to go to reach our goal, which is $25,000. $25,000. But we're at, do we have the latest total? The latest total, we're at $7,600. And so, well, 7,000 to 25,000. All right, we're getting there. We have a long way to go. In fact, people have given money from California and Colorado, Indiana, Kentucky, Texas, and Virginia. Thank you all, especially since this is to keep Bob and Your Life broadcasting for another year. So if you can help, please do. Call us 303-463-7789. That's our backdoor number, 463-7789, or our 800 line, which you can also use to call into the program. That's 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Couple quick stories out of Florida. You heard about the 21-year-old Florida man who was arrested trying to board an airplane with a concealed weapon. Did you hear about that? He had a bunch of books about Muhammad and the Quran in his backpack, and he had a book titled Fear Itself. Fear Itself. And inside that book, he had cut out pages of the book, and he had hid a box cutter. And so he said, oh, how'd that get in there? I didn't know that was in my backpack. Look at that. Anyway, of course, there are liberals already on the internet making excuses for this guy that obviously he's not a criminal. It was just an accident. One person commented at the Tampa Tribune saying a terrorist would never be so stupid as to just put a box cutter in a hollowed out book. And that assumes that they must think that terrorists are not stupid. I don't get that. I mean, murderers are bad problem solvers as a basic starting place. Murderers are bad problem solvers. And so this guy is facing 10 years in prison under federal charges. So I'm thankful to the airport security guards there who spotted that. Good for them. Congratulations. Also in Florida, there is a serial murderer in the Daytona Beach area, and officers are swabbing mouths and taking DNA samples from volunteers in some cases, from people arrested at sex sting operations. Four women have been murdered execution style in the Daytona Beach area, and the police are hoping to prevent a fifth victim. And there are some who are against this kind of effort for law enforcement to take DNA samples of people, but there is no fundamental right to anonymity. It's not like the government shouldn't know who's living in its jurisdiction. That's fine. And so there is a right to paranoia. You do have a right to be paranoid, but that shouldn't deter good crime fighting. And if we had a DNA database that was comprehensive for everyone, it could significantly change law enforcement, and millions of criminals would be increasingly afraid to commit crime because the cops would realize that if they can do a really good job looking for trace evidence, they could solve almost any crime where someone committed it in person. Well, not really. People, of course, could wear gloves and hats and all, but it makes it much more difficult for people to commit crimes, assaults, sexual crimes, and so on. So I'm all for the guys in Daytona Beach, the cops. Thank you guys for collecting those DNA samples. And then the infamous hacker known as DVD John from Norway has now busted the security protection for the iPod, and his software allows iPod users to take the iTunes they bought for their iPod and download it to their computer and from there port it elsewhere. So that's interesting. That is a crime. It's sort of like breaking an entry. And back when this stuff started to happen, there were no laws specifically designed to target this kind of crime. But there is something called intellectual property, and copyrights should be protected under thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal. And, of course, there are lawless people. I crack up when you hear about Hollywood begging young people not to download movies for free, not to copy DVDs. After spending 30 years telling the youth of America there's no such thing as right or wrong, question authority, if it feels good, do it, then they're saying, oh, by the way, please don't steal. So it's poetic justice, and what comes around goes around, and so the thieves are now the victims, Hollywood, that is. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278 from Kentucky, way out in Kentucky. Doug, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I just want to take a moment to encourage all your listeners to, if they haven't gone to your video section on your store on KGov,
yes,
they need to go now because they're missing out.
Wow,
they really are missing out.
This is really kind of you. Yeah, I'm going there right now on the internet. I just typed in kgov.com, and I'm clicking on our store, the Bob and Yurt Live store, and in the video department.
Hey, right.
We have a few videos, don't we?
Yeah, really, really good ones, too. I mean, there's not a single bad one there.
Wow.
I made a donation a while back, and I got 15 VHS.
15 VHS tapes, which we're gradually running out of. We've switched almost exclusively now to DVDs.
Right. Well, there was I had heard on a show, I think Steve Curtis did.
Yeah.
He mentioned something, you know, if you give X amount, we'll send you out 15 VHS tapes.
15 Bob and Yurt Live VHS tapes.
Do we
still have those? We still have a few more of those packs. Just a few, but we still have that.
Well, I've been going through a lot of these videos I haven't seen. Some of them I have. Mount Moriah, God and the Death Penalty. Those are great.
Mount Moriah is the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What was that, $200 for 15 videos? Something like that. And it will go toward the telethon. So,
right,
okay.
And I've heard of some of these other videos, Amy's Call,
yeah.
Confronting an Atheist. Those are two of my favorites. I just watched those for the first time last night.
You know what? I remember those, Doug, like it was yesterday doing those shows.
First of all, was just mind-blowing. I mean, it was really, really cool. And the Confronting an Atheist is just... I watched these last night, and I just called back to order 2 DVDs to send to my girlfriend.
Oh.
Those Amy's Call and Confronting an Atheist.
In other words, you already have them, but you want copies on DVD now.
Right, for someone else, for my girlfriend, right.
Right.
Yeah. And I highly recommend everybody listening right now, if you can get to the internet or if you can get to your phone, call and order some of these videos because they're not only entertaining, but they're very educational and insightful and very, very, very good. I highly recommend them.
You know, we have, thank you so much, Doug. We have a department in the store. You know, we have the audio department, which is
right.
MP3 CDs, the video DVDs, a literature department, and then we have special topics. Like we have a Bible study department, an apologetics for learning how to share your faith. New Testament department, old morality, government, and so on, science department. But right now I'm clicking on specials, and in specials, for example, we have the NYART Video Library, where you can get the entire video library for $499. And
wow.
That's a lot of money, but that would go directly toward the telethon.
And that would be worth it. If you have the money, if anybody out there has the money... you're definitely beginning your money's worth. You're definitely getting a bargain.
There are almost 40 videos.
Right.
And so, and usually what we do is we also send along with that video library, we send some of the BEL televised classics as a bonus. So you get about 40 videos.
Right, and
for $500, and that would go directly toward the telethon, and boy, could that help us.
Yeah, I'm hooked on the videos. I've had some for years, since back in the 90s when I used to watch you on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also subscribed to the monthly Bible study albums.
Right.
And those are a godsend. Those are just absolutely wonderful.
We go through the Bible book by book, topic by topic, end times, last days, predestination, free will, healing and miracles. But then we go through the books of the Bible, like Genesis and Exodus, Ruth. We're doing Judges right now. We just got done with Joshua. We've gone through so many of the New Testament books, including Romans, which is my favorite, and the book of Acts, and so many of Paul's epistles, especially Galatians. And it's really a fascinating time to study God's Word and to get to know Him better through His Word. So, Doug, boy, I'll give you an hour to cut this out.
I wish you were on for an hour.
Well, maybe someday. When Bob and Your Life starts taking in a few a few hundred thousand dollars a year, then we could do all kinds of things.
That'd be great. Yeah. But one more note. I just want to – I watched where you debated the evolutionist. And
yes.
I've also watched video Fruitcake, and I kind of think that with all due respect to the evolutionist, I couldn't help but think that kind of belonged on the video Fruitcake. But, it's just my opinion.
Do you mean Jeannie Scott?
Eugenie Scott,
PhD,
right.
Physical anthropologist. She's the leading anti-creationist in the country.
She doesn't believe in evidence.
And she doesn't believe in evidence. I asked her to give us three examples of what she considered to be good evidence that some higher function evolved, like eyesight or hearing or echolocation. And she criticized me for wanting evidence. And she said, "You Christians, that's what you're all about, evidences."
Yeah, there you go, looking for evidence.
It was hysterical, wasn't it?
It was. I just couldn't help but think.
And after
this just belongs on video Fruitcake.
On video Fruitcake, which is hysterical in and of itself.
It is.
And Doug, the only evidence she came up with after an hour was junk DNA.
Right.
And what's hysterical about that is nearly 10 years later, there are headlines all over the country by evolutionists saying we can no longer call it junk. The stuff we thought was junk has vital, life-saving purposes.
Right. Ten years later, she gets her only piece of evidence blown out of the water.
Yeah, just hysterical. Yeah. Hey, Doug, thank you. I pray that people will listen, because folks who've listened to the radio show, they don't realize the value, the resource that is there in the Bob and Yurt Live video library.
It's amazing. It really is.
Real quickly, some of the videos we have, like A Bible Tour of Israel. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have. That was excellent.
Wasn't it great?
I loved it.
You go to Israel with us, and it's like you're there, and you learn so much about the Bible, just so much.
Oh, yeah, and it's just fascinating. I'm kind of a history buff, and I just like, also just being able to see.
Yes,
those places,
to see it, right. And then Planets, Stars, and the Bible. Let me read some of these titles real quickly. Amy's Call that you mentioned, Terry's Call, A Homosexual Hated Christians Until He Called, Megan's Call, boy, that was powerful.
I'm watching that tonight.
Video Fruitcake, which is hysterical. Eagle Eggs, When Does an Eagle Become an Eagle? Bob Debates the Stars, Does God Exist? Predestination and Free Will, that's a debate. I recommend listening to our Predestination Free Will seminar before watching that debate. That's a pretty heady debate between me and Brian Schwartley. Bob Debates an Evolutionist. Get Out of the Matrix. That's hysterical.
That was good.
That's where I debate a college philosophy class. Confronting an Atheist. We have a skit in there, right?
Yes, you do.
It's a science teacher stands before God on Judgment Day.
Right.
And he was an evolutionist.
That was, That was amazing. That really was.
It was a good skit, right?
Yes, it was. About 10 minutes long. It was really good.
Yeah, quite the skit. And you see different people coming before God. He's going through them alphabetically by last name. And by the way, the science teacher in that skit, the name we used for him was my wife Cheryl's science teacher when she was in high school who taught evolution.
Wow.
So we do funny things in all our materials. Bob debates an ACLU leader, the head of the Colorado ACLU, Jim Joy. That was dramatic.
Mount Moriah. Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Defending the faith and the Bible, divorce and remarriage, biblical material rarely considered. And morality, why God forbids sexual immorality, Bob's testimony. God and the death penalty, New Testament support for the death penalty. The trouble with lawyers, Bob versus the publicans, that was funny. Infanticide exposed in the pages of the New York Times. Just so many great videos. It's live from Las Vegas. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I watched about half of it, and it's very good.
We were on the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center with a never-ending supply of liberals coming up to debate me in three-minute debates.
And they could win $100.
They could win $100. We had money taped all over the stage. And it was really fun. That was a good fun. And an open theism debate on three DVDs, an open theism seminar. That's pretty fascinating. Bob on Drugs. I don't know if you saw Bob on Drugs, Doug.
I don't think I've watched that one yet.
All right. A heroin addict called into Bob and Yurt Live on the TV show.
Oh, I did see that one.
All right. So, hey, Doug, thank you so very much for your call.
Yeah. One last thing. I just want to recommend Defending the Faith with Dave Spiegel.
Yes.
And you, for any Christians out there, that if your faith is questioned, get this video, and it will really help you give an answer.
Wow.
Instead of just saying, well, that's just how I was raised, or that's how I was brought up. That's just what I've always.
Defending the Faith, Bob and Yurt and David Spiegel.
Yeah, very, very good video. But hey, I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you so much.
People call.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Doug. If anyone wants to take Doug's suggestion and call us and order one video or the whole library, our number is 1-800-8-N-YARTS, 1-800-836-9278. You could also ask for our catalog, which we'd be happy to send you. But if you have the internet, it's on our website at kgov.com. Go on the store. And then just click on the video department and or specials. You can order the entire BEL video library for $499.99, $499.99. Or you can pick out one or more of those. We also have packages like 5 videos for a certain amount, 10 videos, and so on. And that will help the telethon greatly. Okay, and thank you, Robert P., for a monthly pledge of $15. Thank you so much, Robert. Now, Ron Paul. Pro-life Christians are supporting Ron Paul. And they say he's the strongest pro-lifer and he's great. Well, Ron Paul is pro-choice state by state. Now, he wants to be president. And he says that the states should be allowed to authorize the killing of unborn children. If he were the president, he'd allow the states to do that. Now, if we asked him, if he was a guest on this show, and we asked him, Ron, would you allow one of the states to authorize concentration camps and to round up Jews and start killing them, gassing them? Would you allow that? Or would you, if necessary, use the U.S. Marshals or the Marines? I mean, we would go to war against the state of Massachusetts if they decided to start killing Christians. I mean, that's what we would do. There's no way you allow a state to say we are going to authorize lynching blacks or raping women or killing unborn children. There's no way. So we'll get Ron Paul on BEL. We have to wait till the presidential campaign's over. Right now, he's too busy, but we might be able to do that. So January 31st, 2006, Ron Paul said this. He said, while Roe v. Wade is invalid, a federal law banning abortion across all 50 states would be equally invalid. Why? Because he thinks the federal government shouldn't regulate abortion, except for the fact that a couple years ago he voted for a bill that regulates abortion. It's one of those, and then you could kill the baby bills. Why would he do that? I thought he's against it. Well, he did it because he thought it would get more votes. So it's not really his principle. And then the Libertarian Party. So many Christians think the Libertarian Party is the party for pro-life Christians. Well, the Libertarian Party is officially pro-choice. Let me read to you from their party platform. The Libertarian Party platform, in the section titled Reproductive Rights, states, "We oppose government actions that prohibit abortion." Okay, so the Libertarian Party is hardcore pro-abort. They don't even say it in code. They just come out and say it. Libertarian pro-lifers are guilty of revisionism. They want Christians to buy into this, that the federal government should be given a pass and could be apathetic about child killing. It's just up to the states. And this is what they say. They change history to try to make that argument, not on moral grounds, but on some kind of a circumstantial argument. Here's their typical claim. They say the federal government gave us abortion with the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade ruling. What makes anyone think the federal government will end abortion? Okay, the truth, that's what they say. The truth is that the states began legalizing child killing, with 19 states permitting abortion for various reasons in the 7 years before Roe. Mississippi, Colorado, California, Oregon, North Carolina, New York, Arkansas, Hawaii, Washington, Florida, Alabama, Alaska, Delaware, Georgia, Kansas, Maryland, New Mexico, South Carolina, and Virginia. And that included a number of states with virtual abortion on demand, like New York, which allowed abortion through 6 months. So libertarians say, oh, Roe v. Wade, the federal government gave us abortion. It's not true. How many kids were killed by the states before Roe v. Wade? Ron Paul's life bills, his sanctity of life bills that he's tried to pass in Congress, they allow abortion in the states. So many pro-lifers who support Ron Paul, they don't know this. They're easily misled, and then we just quote to them from Ron Paul's bill. Here's from Ron Paul's bill, Sanctity of Life Act of 2007, which is misnamed. It says this. It says, the Supreme Court shall not have jurisdiction to review any case arising out of any statute on the grounds that such statute regulates the performance of abortion. So if any state has a law like California that says that to perform an abortion, you have to be a certified doctor. To have an abortion, you have to whatever. And then the federal government, according to Ron Paul, should not be allowed to stop that. The federal government should tolerate, just look the other way and be apathetic. God doesn't allow that. Okay, Ron Paul's sanctity of life bills even violate the Constitution. And they would deprive people of life and liberty. Ron Paul would require the federal government to violate the U.S. Constitution and tolerate child killing, rejecting the Fifth and the 14th Amendments. Right, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says this, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So unless you're convicted of a capital crime, the state cannot authorize for you to be killed. They can't do that. It's a violation of God's law and the Constitution. Let's go to Texas real quickly. Scott, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hi. I'm not actually from Texas. I don't know what the board shows there.
Oh, that's right.
You might recall my wife and I actually met you in Branson.
In Branson, Missouri, at a Bible conference.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, it's great to have you call in. So what's up?
Well, I noticed you guys are doing the radio telethon this
yes,
month.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to encourage the listeners. My wife and I are kind of in a unique situation in that we're preparing to go overseas with my business.
Right.
We're going to be going to India.
You're
for,
going to
a
India.
Year and a half.
For how long?
We've been talking about an 18-month assignment.
18 months your company's sending you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and
that is so very exciting.
Oh yeah, it's there's a lot of details to work out yet, but
mm-hmm.
One of the things that of course that was a concern was, you know, what kind of resources we're going to have, you know, as Christians over there. And one thing that we've come to rely on a lot is your ministry.
Oh.
And so I would just like to appeal to the folks out there that you know, the work that you're doing is quite worthwhile, and there's definitely people out there that rely on you. And certainly I would appreciate it if they would
if people,
donate to you or purchase materials.
Well, thank you, Scott.
And make sure that your ministry will continue going. I know I've bought a copy of The Plot and I've been working through it. And,
The Plot is my life's work, an overview of the whole Bible.
Yes.
How far have you gotten into that, Scott?
Well, actually, I've listened to the audio version all
yes.
the way through.
And we now have it as a bound manuscript. It's really neat.
Right. And I've got a... let's see, I've got an online copy of it, and you'll remember Daryl and Melody, and they've actually helped me get a hold of a hardbound copy of it as well. So
wow.
I'm pouring through it pretty
wow.
intensively.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you. So you're saying, similar to Jason from Germany, who called in this past week, who said how this show ministers to him and his wife. They're in Germany with their career, whatever they do. And they're taking the teachings they get from Bob and Your Life to others around them. And they even told us, I forget, on or off the air, that they are sharing this program with others in Germany who are tuning in and listening abroad. So, Scott, thank you. I pray that some folks will listen to your request and help us stay on the air. God bless you.
That's very well. Thanks.
All right. We're out of time to talk to Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay, could we talk to you off the air, Lindsay? Would that be all right?
That'd be great.
Okay, so hang on. Lindsay's from Indiana. And our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. I'm determined to cover more of this material on Ron Paul, but I hope you're getting the gist that Ron Paul is pro-choice state by state. And a politician who's personally pro-life, you should oppose any politician who's personally pro-life, because that means they're officially pro-choice. And 99.9% of the abortions in America happen in the states, and that's where Ron Paul would allow them to continue. Hey, we are out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. Maranatha.